And then this front part of your leg that you bang up against.
Chin.
Yes. And now, like your back part of your thighs, like when you squat down, you say you're squatting down on your
hip.
And then, well, below that, like
thigh.
Yeah. And have you ever heard of, let's see, haunches or...
No.
Or hunkers or...
We hunk down.
Hunk down, yes. Now, if a person had been sick for a while, and they look kind of white about the face, you'd say they look kind
pale.
Of, have you ever heard the word peaked?
Yeah.
That they didn't look good. Now, if you were talking about a person who could lift heavy weights, you'd say they were really...
Strong.
Now, if a person was big and, you know, kind of heavy, you'd say, another way of saying that would, instead of saying fat, you might say he's kind of, not really fat, but he's sort of...
Husky.
How about the word stout? What would that mean? Have you heard people use...
Oh, yeah, he's stout.
He's stout. Now, a person that is real easy to get along with, you'd say they real good...
Natured.
Now, talking about, especially like, well, teenage boys are bad about this, when they're kind of all arms and legs and knocking into things, you say, oh, they're really...
Slim.
And if they, kind of always stumbling into things, you say, well, you just better put that away because he's a...
No,
he might break it because he's a, well, I think it's something like you might say clumsy. Or
yeah, clumsy. Yeah, I was trying to say that and I couldn't think of it.
Now, if a person just keeps on doing silly things that don't make any sense, you might say, well, he's just a plain
nut.
have you ever heard, in what I heard this growing up, that you were not supposed to call a person a fool?
Yeah.
That was, something more specific. What about a name for a person? Well, they have plenty of money, but they just won't spend it. You call that person a
money miser.
Have you ever heard them say that they're tight?
Like wad.
Tight wad?
Yeah.
Would you ever use the word common in talking about a person?
Yeah.
How would you, what would you mean? I mean, would not be an insult, would it?
No, huh?
Not, it'd be like they were,
Now, I just say, she's just plain, common, just like me. Now, that's the way I would describe you to anyone else. If they say, oh, mercy, I wouldn't want to, she's this and that, and, you know, like, get dread you to come, you know? I'd say, she's a plain, common girl, just like me.
Well, that's good. That's what I was wondering, if it would be like a compliment, you know, because, you know, one thing, well, to call me and everything like that.
And then you hear she said she's glad to have you. She was an asset to the church.
Oh, yeah, and she said that, and then I felt really a lot better because I didn't want her to think I was going to judge her or anything like that.
Well, now, I just figured that you'd get more out of going down there than you would.
Yeah, I really did enjoy it, and I could...
Stay here for a few days.
Oh, I know.
Well, you're not paying no big motel bill or nothing. You just go out and get you something at the store and just take it in to Miss Mary's. And you come out a lot ahead.
Oh, that's for sure.
And you're not bothering her a bit. And
well, I hope
cause
not.
She's not. She's not been able to do anything anymore.
Well, I've been,
you're the one's making the sacrifice. And now, if it wouldn't hurt her and you'd like to stay, why, you'd come up here. But now, she wouldn't have that at all.
No, she wouldn't have that. That's now, well, another type of expression.
But now, any time that you'd like to come back and just come back here and then